Vedic Dana, Shusti Ho, Bhakti Vrindigitana, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Govukovidashan, Panorada Kali Giri Guru Dhamma, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Rabadat Dham Ki Jai, Dham Jumana Tulsi Bhakti Vrindigi Jai, Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrindigitana, Sala Bhatta Bhakti Vrindigi Jai, Go Pranandi, Om Garsi Samadhi, Om Garsi Samadhi, Sarasati Devi, Gauravani Prasadane, Nirvishesha Sanyavani, Pashtapade, Shatarane, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Gauravakta Vrinda,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sri Krishna Bhava Kanta, chapter 16, verse 11. Nadata Mahi Gunam,
Nadata Mahi Gunam,
Nadosha na kriya palam. Tadasina varasina. Paravara dhrigishvara. Part and parcel of the Lord, possess his qualities in minute quantity. Therefore, one should not be affected by the lamentation. Purport: the conditioned soul has friends and enemies. He is affected by good qualities and faults of disposition. The Supreme Lord, however, is always transcendental. Because he is Ishwara, the Supreme Controller, he is not affected by duality. It may therefore be said that he sits in the core of everyone's heart as the neutral witness of the causes and effects of one's activities, good and bad. We should also understand that udasina, neutral, does not mean that he takes no action. Rather, it means that he is not personally affected. For example, a court judge is neutral when two opposing parties appear before him, but he still takes actions as the case warrants. To become completely neutral and indifferent to material activities, we should simply seek shelter at the lotus feet of the supreme neutral person. Maharaj Chitraketu's advice that remaining neutral in such trying circumstances as the death of one's son is impossible. Nevertheless, since the Lord knows how to adjust everything, the best course is to depend upon Him and do one's duty in devotional service to the Lord. In all circumstances, one should be undisturbed by duality. As in the Bhagavad Gita, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, you have a right to perform a prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself to be the cause of the results of your activities. Never be attached to not doing your duty. One should execute one's devotional duty, and for the results of one's actions, one should depend upon the Supreme Personality of God. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, when the conditioned soul in the form of Maharaj Chitraketu's son had spoken in this way and then left, Chitraketu and the other relatives of the dead son were all astonished. Thus, they cut off the shackles of their affection, which was due to the relationship with them, and gave up their lamentation. After the relatives had discharged their duties by performing the proper funeral ceremonies and burning the dead child's body, they gave up the affection at least to illusion, lamentation, fear, and pain. Such affection is undoubtedly difficult to give up, but they gave it up very easily. Queen Kritajuti's co-wives, who had poisoned the child, were very much ashamed when they lost all their bodily luster. When lamenting, O King, they remembered the instructions of Angira and gave up their ambition to bear children. Following the directions of the Brahmana, they went to the bank of the Jamuna, where they bathed and atoned for their sinful activities. Purport in this verse, the word bala hatya hata prabha is to be particularly noted. The practice of killing children has existed in human society for a long time, since time immemorial, but in the days of yore it was very rarely performed. At the present moment, however, in this age of Kali, abortion, killing the child within the womb, has become very common, and sometimes a child is even killed after birth. If a woman performs such an abominable act, she gradually loses her bodily luster. It is also to be noted that the ladies who had committed the sinful act of administering poison to the child were very much ashamed, and according to the directions of the Brahmanas, they had to undergo atonement for killing the child. Any woman who has ever performed such an infamously sinful act must atone for it, but no one now is doing that. Under the circumstances, the women responsible must suffer in this life and the next. Those who were sincere souls, after hearing this incident, should refrain from such child killing and should atone for their sinful activities by taking to Krishna consciousness very seriously. If one chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra without offenses, all of one's sinful actions are assuredly atoned for immediately, but one should not commit such deeds again, for that is an offense. Thus, enlightened by the instructions of the Brahmanas Angira and Narada, King Chitraketu became fully aware of spiritual knowledge. As an elephant becomes free from the muddy reservoir of water, King Chitraketu came out of the dark well of family life. The king bathed in the waters of the Jamuna, and according to the prescribed duties, he offered oblations of water to the forefathers and demigods, very gravely controlling his senses and mind. He then offered his respects and obeisances to the sons of Lord Brahma, Angira and Narada. Thereafter, being very much pleased with Chitraketu, who was a self-controlled devotee and surrendered soul, Narada, the most powerful sage, spoke to him the following transcendental instructions. Narada gave Chitraketu the following mantra. O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, who are addressed by Om, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. O Lord Vasudev, I meditate upon you. O Lord Pradumna, Lord Aniruddha, and Lord Shankarshan, I offer my respectful obeisances. O reservoir of spiritual potency, O Supreme Bliss, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are self-sufficient and most peaceful. O ultimate truth, one without a second, you are realized as Brahman Paramatma and Bhagavan, and are therefore the reservoir of all knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says he is Pranava, Sarva Vedeshu, the syllable Om in the Vedic mantras. In transcendental knowledge, the Lord addresses Pranava Omkara, which is a symbolic representation of the Lord in sound. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudeva, who is expansion Narayan, expands himself as Pradumna, Aniruddha, and Sankarshan. From Sankarshan comes the second Narayan expansion. From this Narayan comes further expansions of Vasudeva, Pradumna, Sankarshan, and Aniruddha. The Sankarshan in this group is the original cause of the three Purushas, namely Karmadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu. Shirodakshaya Vishnu is situated in every universe in a special planet called Svetadvipa. This is confirmed in Brahma Samhita Andantarastha. The word Anda means its universe. Within this universe is the planet called Svetadvipa, where Shirodakshaya Vishnu is situated. From him come all the incarnations within the universe. As confirmed in Brahma Samhita, all these forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are Advaita, non-different, and they're also Achyuta, infallible. They do not fall down like the conditioned souls. The ordinary living entity is prone to falling into the clutches of Maya, but the Supreme Lord in his different incarnations and forms is Achyuta, infallible. Therefore, his body is different from the material body possessed by the conditioned soul. The word matra is explained in the Medini dictionary as follows. Matra karna vibhushayam vitte mani parichede. The word matra in different imports is used to indicate the decoration of the ear, possession, respect, and possession of the covering. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O son of Sai and Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. In the conditioned state of life, the body is used as our dress, and as one needs different dresses during the summer and winter, we conditioned souls are changing bodies according to our desires. However, because the body of the Supreme Lord is full of knowledge, it needs no covering. The idea that Lord Krishna's body is like ours, in other words, that his body and soul are different, is a misunderstanding. There are no differences for Krishna because his body is full of knowledge. Here we receive material bodies because of a lack of knowledge. But Krishna Vasudeva is full of knowledge. There's no difference between his body and his soul. Krishna remembers what he said 40 million years ago to the sun god, but an ordinary being cannot remember what he said the day before yesterday. This is the difference between Krishna's body and our body. Therefore, the Lord is addressed as Vijnana Matraya Paramananda Mote. Because the Lord's body is full of knowledge, he always enjoys transcendental bliss. Indeed, his very form is Paramananda. This is confirmed in the Vedanta Sutra, Nandamaya Vyasa. By nature, the Lord is Anandamaya. Whenever we see Krishna, he's always full of Ananda in all circumstances. No one can make him morose. Atma Ramaya, he does not need to search for external enjoyment because he is self-sufficient. Shantaya, he has no anxiety. One has to seek pleasure from other sources. One who has to seek pleasure from other sources is always full of anxiety. Karmis, Gyanis, and Yogis are full of anxiety because they want something, but a devotee does not want anything. He is simply satisfied in the service of the Lord, who is fully blissful. In Ritta Dvaita Drishtaye, in our conditioned life, our bodies are different, have different parts, but although Krishna apparently has different bodily parts, no part of his body is different from any other part. Krishna can see with his eyes, and Krishna can see without his eyes. Therefore, in Svetasvatara Upanishad, it is said, Pasita Chaksu, he can see with his hands and legs. He does not need a particular bodily part to perform a particular action. Angani Yasa Sakalendriya Vittamanti, he can do anything he desires with any part of his body, and therefore he is called Almighty. So, the instructions of that child were given, and then the story continues that due to the instructions of that child, the king, his queen, and all the other queens gave up their lamentation and their attachment completely because of those instructions. So that was the blessing given by Angira Narada, that this child appeared. And in this way, the king was pacified. And then, after understanding that no one's a material body and that actually we shouldn't be attached to anything, then here we see that Narada gives him this mantra, Om Namo Tubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi. So, and here he mentions all names of the Supreme Lord. In other words, superior to knowledge of Atman, you're not the body, is recognition of the Supreme Lord. So once we understand we're not the body, we have to do something else. We can't simply say, I'm not the body, and then stop. We have to worship the Lord. So that is represented here by this it's a mantra, where it says Om Namo or Om Namastubhyam. We offer our respects to you. So this indicates that the jiva is the servant of the Supreme Lord by his nature. And just as the Gayatri Mantra says, Dhimahi, we meditate, let us meditate on you. So here also the word is Vasudevaya Dhimahi, etc. We meditate upon you. Let us meditate on you, Vasudeva, etc., Bhagavan. So not only we are the servant of the Lord, but we engage in thinking of the Lord and using our senses to glorify the Lord. And so in other words, this mantra is a recognition of the Lord and also service to the Lord. That actually is represented by, we'd say, all mantras. So then Diksha, one gets mantra, and one gets Divya Gyanam. So Jiva Goswami explains what is that Divya Gyanam. So one, of course, means that we understand who is the Supreme Lord. And in the mantra, we get a name of the Lord, a particular name. Now, of course, it may be different for different people, according to who gives them the mantra. So some maybe give Vishnu mantras, some give Narasimha mantras, some give Krishna mantras, etc. So of course within the Sampradaya generally we get the same mantra and we get Krishna mantra. So from that we understand the object of worship is Krishna. He is the Supreme Lord. And what is our relationship? We worship Him. So we meditate upon Him. We offer our respects to Him. So that is our relationship with the Lord. So the Divyagana means we understand who is the Supreme Lord, because we get the mantra with the name of the Lord. And we also understand our relationship with the Lord. That is, we are the servant of the Lord, represented by Namaha